nothing of conversing through instruments such as we have developed.
You mean as an everyday occurrence?
Well, that's what I had in mind. The day will come when people will think no more of speaking to someone miles away than
mixed with
as if they
DNA.
Were in the same room.
Those hair lips.
Think of its possibilities.
That's a woeful mix.
Just relax and let your mind go blank. It shouldn't be hard for you.
What's wrong? Take three of these.
You know, once you accept angular momentum as your lord, everything falls into place. Do you want me to summon K-Rob? He's on Facebook right now.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody.
That'll work, I'm sure.
Yeah.
That'll bring him right in here.
I shall summon him somehow.
Everybody.
Isn't there a button for it? There we go.
Right below the L&B effect, right there.
Interview.
What am I doing?
Wait. I just did that.
Yeah. You fooled me again. Look, I was taking it seriously. If you win, you don't take it seriously. If you lose, you take it seriously.
Boring.
Hal, you are acting lawlessly, just like Obama.
A Wallace Worsley production.
Wait a minute, what? He can do this. Water, senor.
Welcome to America. My
horrible. I know. I'm trying to make it better, though. Better
yes.
Show, everybody, okay?
This big,
okay,
brawling land is ready for a rough and tumble brawl and beating the bejesus out of whoever it disagrees with. Wait a minute. Who wrote this?
We get lost.
Maybe the girl will help.
Is he on mushrooms saying that?
Don't say anything else.
Well, there's no people watching. All right.
That's completely incorrect. The fat. While I'm down here on the road.
Yes, we'll live off the fat of the land. I tell you, boys, we're headed for the land of milk and honey. From now on, we're millionaires. I'll share it with all of you. Why, in just a few weeks, I can see it up in lights.
You have puzzling evidence.
So, the eighth wonder of the world.
How do you feel about it?
And everyone will get free iced tea. No, I don't do it. Somebody else will make the tea.
I loved it. I absolutely loved that.
There's something infectious about it.
Why are we watching videos on the radio show?
Rockin' FM. This is your nickname.
I think that's what 2-4 should be, you know?
2-4, new name package.
New extreme radio package.
No, I can do it.
Let's do
2-4 is drive time so hard.
Yeah, get everyone all pumped. Jeez.
Yeah, hard.
And then they go back to you. And
I hope you're up having your coffees. You keep it really high.
Yeah, it's our job.
Do a show about everything we can't say.
Little do they realize what you can do with it.
And nowadays it's very different.
You're not even there. You're not even there. It's just been
big mustache, no one would believe such a projection.
You know, once again, I will ask Hal and K-Rob,
two belly buttons.
Why is NASA not flaming Leonard Nimoy's body and blasting it?
NASA's in the cold, cold
ground. But human affairs were being watched from the time of his brain.
Duke K-Rob will answer this question.
In the beginning was the secret brain. The brain was sowed and suffered in thought before the pitch was forking to the sun.
Desire power.
Yeah, we don't have to worry about Spock's old rotten brain. Young teenage Spock.
I am Spock's
sex
brain.
Drives.
Have you ever been to Dallas?
Thank you, Prince.
Lex, what was that?
Prince? You ready? Here's where I fooled him. Gavin Newsom, he's another beauty. Listen to this one, President. I'm glad they're interested. But you people should be ashamed of yourself. We have the most dishonest media that you can imagine, and you should be ashamed of yourself. No.
It turned out that the Genesis planet was unstable and destroyed.
Stop. Back up. We're just talking about one Vulcan being dead. Vulcan.
Mind flat.
I'm not talking about the whole thing.
Hey, it revives if we get to the crossing. Perfectly without any damage or damaging the octopus, which is a quite high tech. Now I just got that done. Dealing with the flying brains and spinal
cord. When you think about it, Spock's illegitimate son makes the device that turns his best friend's dead body.
Last years of the 19th century, that human affairs were being watched from the timeless worlds of space. No one could have dreamed we were being scrutinized as someone with a microscope studies creatures that swarm and multiply in a drop of water. Few men even considered the possibility of life on other planets. And yet, across the gulf of space, minds immeasurably superior to ours regarded this Earth with envious eyes. And slowly and surely, they drew their plans against us.
Everyone notices all my dreams. Oh, that dream.
That's how I knew K-Rob was
every night I try to think of that before I go to bed, before I close my eyes.
You know, K-Rob's a good friend of mine. I've known him for years. Really, honestly. Hey, come back.
So do you notice now that I suck up to K-Rob more than I suck up to you less?
Stop getting ready for the K-Rob. It's the
7:30.
Too late.
Go. Hey, if you're like kids, you gotta go.
If you want a better show, download this.
The rules get off.
USS Gettysburg. It's reported to be an unknown. It is not known if they were directly involved in the incident. The Ministry of Defense has yet to confirm these reports, stating that the situation is changing rapidly and that they would be making a formal statement in due course, but acknowledging that something very serious has happened. In Europe, senior military leaders have been meeting at regional NATO headquarters, indicating that a response to what they describe as unwarranted Russian aggression is being planned. A general military alert has been issued across Europe, including the deployment of over 50,000 NATO troops to key points along the central border to Russia, and the activation of over 200,000 reserve troops from France, Germany, Holland, and the UK. The first contingent of British troops has already left RAF Bryce Norton. All military leave has been cancelled, and the mobilisation of all British forces nationally and internationally has been ordered by the government.
And we just receiving reports that at least two US warships have sustained serious damage as a result of direct fire from Russian forces. Details are unclear and the number of casualties remains unknown, but it is reported that at least one vessel has been sunk with major loss of life and that contact has been lost with the further two ships in the area. The US president has condemned the Russian military action, calling on President Putin to pull back from what he described as a reckless and warlike posture that could only lead to greater conflict. He said that he holds the Russian president solely responsible for the loss of U.S. vessels and the deaths of U.S. military personnel. World leaders have expressed their condemnation of Russian military action, stating their support for U.S. and NATO forces and their hope that a peaceful negotiated settlement to the conflict can be achieved. The Pentagon has convened a meeting of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and a worldwide military alert has been declared for all U.S. forces with immediate effect. We'll be bringing you further information on the U.S. response to the situation as details emerge.
The conflict off the coast of Turkey and Syria continues to escalate with reports that a number of Royal Navy vessels have joined the battle. It is believed that the HMS Lancaster and HMS Duncan are leading the British response, and that the HMS Northumberland is en route to provide additional support. The Royal Navy Trevelyan-class submarine HMS Torbay is believed to be in the region, but it is not clear whether this is involved in the conflict. The Ministry of Defence has declined to comment, stating that the military response to the situation would be proportionate, but that it would not be appropriate to discuss any details thereafter. Several destroyers from the Russian Black Sea Fleet have been spotted in the Aegean Sea, indicating a potential major escalation in the scale of the conflict and increasing fears that the fighting may get out of hand before a political solution can be negotiated. In response to global condemnation of Russian military action, President Putin has stated that Russia will use whatever means are necessary to defend itself, including the use of its strategic military capabilities. Russian forces are already at a heightened state of combat readiness, following significant military exercises in recent months and the deployment of the S-400 advanced surface-to-air missile system along the Turkish border and in eastern Ukraine.
News of the outbreak of military action between Russia and NATO has been greeted across the globe with expressions of concern and alarm. Reporting restrictions have been imposed due to the sensitivity of divulging troop movements, but we are hoping for an update from our local reporters in the region and from other news networks in due course. In the UK, the mobilisation of the armed forces is continuing, with a full recall of all reserve forces and heightened security at military bases and airfields. Typhoon fighter jets from 29 Squadron at RAF Coningsby in Lincolnshire and 6 Squadron at RAF Lossiemouth in Scotland have begun patrolling UK airspace, and restrictions on civilian and commercial air traffic have been imposed around military and nuclear power facilities. The Ministry of Defence has ordered the dispersal of key military forces and strategic bomber aircraft to various bases across the country, and the British submarine fleet has left the naval bases at Fasting in Scotland and from Portsmouth on the south coast. Traffic restrictions have been reported on certain motorways and access points, causing tailbacks in many areas and bringing traffic to a virtual standstill on parts of the M25. Emergency services and hospitals in the UK have also been placed on high alert. A senior spokesperson for the NHS has stated that it is important that the UK is prepared for any eventuality, but that this should not be a cause of undue alarm or concern.
And just to recap on the main points so far, a serious incident has been reported between Russian and NATO military forces off the coast of Syria, apparently resulting in direct fire from Russian warships against US and British naval forces, resulting in the loss of at least one naval vessel and with casualties now exceeding over 200 troops killed and several hundred more either injured or unaccounted for. It is not clear when the first incident took place, but it appears that sometime earlier today, Russian jets were fired upon by the Turkish military after apparently entering their sovereign airspace. It is not known whether any Russian jets were shot down, and the Russian government is so far neither confirmed nor denied that this incident took place. A full-scale military response is underway involving combined US and British forces, although the scale and severity of the conflict remains unclear. We are expecting a statement shortly from the British government following an emergency meeting of the cabinet in a joint session with senior military leaders. It is clear, however, that the situation is extremely serious and is continuing to escalate.
Downing Street has confirmed that all parliamentary sessions have been suspended for today and that heightened security measures have been put in place around major governmental and military facilities. Reporting restrictions have also been imposed on all major news networks, reflecting what the government described as a sensitive and volatile situation, which represents a substantial and immediate threat to our national security. And in breaking news, Buckingham Palace has announced that the Queen and senior members of the royal family have been evacuated to a secure location outside London. No details have been given, and it is not clear when exactly the evacuation took place, but sources indicate that the decision was based on advice from the Defence Secretary. The Queen is apparently fully aware of the ongoing situation and is being kept informed of developments as they occur. Buckingham Palace has said that they will not be issuing a formal statement beyond this announcement, but that they urged people to remain calm and to monitor the situation closely.
And with the latest report.
I'll get it.
Not you.
I love you.
The cure is me. When I'm depressed and down and lonely, it's someone to relate to.
Sure, baby.
Now you have two times
to enforce our gospel of radio.
Yeah, turn everything down. Thank you. This radio doesn't hurt anymore now.
Now everything's meant to be all high.
Don Ho. He seems like he's out on it. I need to check the chronometer to see how far I lag. Maybe 10 minutes.
You have to pay for that.
Oh, I'll pay.
Negativism that leads to rebellion.
And this is drugs.
Okay,
Okay, so you compare a cure and a common concert with me and tell me the difference.
What? This is your brain on drugs with two strips of bacon.
Of what the?
This is your brain on drugs.
Look what he's done. Look
a can of crushed tomatoes, a half cup of milk, and a bay leaf. This is your brain on drugs. With a strip print working in the next brain.
The story of Mother's Little Helper.
And this is your brain on drugs when you've left it on the stove too long. And it caused a kitchen fire that spread.
That's the third question. We already had one.
Any questions? Are you the sure? Partnership for a Brain Free America?
Is this your final answer?
International observers have reported a significant incursion.
I've lost the whole ship.
And a number of tank divisions. Heavy fighting has been reported along the front.
I haven't seen it for a long time.
Russian forces have broken through and
said. Maybe you'd be kind enough to burn.
What have I
unleashed?
Like MTV, like Newsflash, you know.
That any significant just like the
wow, burn.
Russian heavy arms.
Burn, baby, burn. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. The helicopter will keep you up for a while, but you're going to have to run out of fuel and come down sometime. And wherever you come down, there'll be zombies. So, so much for that solution.
Have also been massing across the border of Lithuania, with incursions of Russian fighter and surveillance aircraft already being reported in Lithuanian airspace.
Here's the crowd. This is what happened after we left the Ask Dr. Hal show. This riot.
Church riot.
Religious riot, they called it. Went crazy.
Our understanding of reality has been threatened.
Oh, I can't do that without my hands.
Yeah, I got this luge practice I got to go to. Yeah.
You didn't say like enough, though. Luge practice? Really?
Right after my dinner with the mayor and cocktails with Donald Trump, I'll be at your show, I promise. I'll leave as soon as I can. Get away from the mayor and Donald Trump.
Well, do you have a jingle package?
No jingle package, no show. Goodbye.
It is the rules. I just made them up.
It's all a show with you, isn't it?
What an inconvenience. The U.S.
President. Well, 3 a.m. is a good.
And the Secretary of Defense. Yeah.
Cut off time.
Well, no, I mean.
Are you guys going to go till 6 a.m.?
But it's
a good
quote, you know, like it's like top of the hour, you know, like the middle zone, 3 in the morning.
Right.
I think Buzzing Evans should be practicing going to 4 in the
morning. It still covers that time when most people should be asleep and should not be up listening to the radio.
Yeah. The few call-ins I've ever had to Buzzing Evans show, we're going to end.
And you know what else ended? It's a whole slew of
More drugs for me, please.
But in order to fight this war, we must know what drugs look like.
And we must have all the drugs that we can have, so we know.
That means late in the morning,
you have to look at the drugs.
Yeah. No one should have to look on drugs at 8:32 a.m.
It is not known whether the bombers will be engaged directly.
Especially if you're clean and sober.
We have to win this war to save our country's most precious resource.
Drugs.
These bombers are practically invisible to radar.
Well, we'll see if they have it. I'll just leave a nice, fat little nugget right here where she'll find it the first thing. After Operation Drugaboo. Here. Have it taken care of.
Russia's counter tells him he's got me all drug-approved.
All right, I know nobody believes me. I'm ready to accept the punishment you fine people have already arranged for me. But I want to point out one thing about this slide you might not have noticed. The end of this joint has a filter in it.
No, that isn't worth it.
Ever since Puzzling Evidence broke the chain. I have to ask Puzzling Evidence, this is really important.
But I'm on a commercial about how good life is, aren't you?
Wow, Romulans really look a lot like Vulcans. Who knew?
Weird or racist?
Yeah. Weird or spacious?
Nope. Not in
Make
zombie
me a
world.
Zombie.
Updated information. That's the thing. As soon as they acclimate to the mall environment, they immediately become victims.
So when they're
totally
can
like
okay?
writing their own rules.
Yes, I can hear you just fine. Like, so if you join us on the phones, like, I'll have 2 hours of
That's exactly what it's like.
Just so. Oh, best beloved.
What started earlier today was a rumor that Turkish forces had fired on Russian jets.
You gotta say the B word around me.
So, are we like on the Playboy After Dark?
As you know, there has been a significant presence of British and US warships.
As long as we can blame Dr. House.
But you notice none of the girls came from the Ask Dr. House.
But no one had anticipated that the situation could change so quickly.
Well, I think the website code.
Tried to respond.
It blew up.
What's happening? Does this affect me? Do I have to listen to you guys?
No. Unless if you don't see it on the shame book page,
really, that's how I'll find out.
Right, that's how
it'll be a form of shaming.
That's how we'll find out what happened.
Yeah, our business model is to shame our colleagues.
Yeah, I hate that over the edge.
Sophie, we believe that we've been able to put it before.
Oh no, it's okay. It follows me. I have nothing to hide.
Can you tell us something about this?
You have nothing to hide. Then you have nothing to worry about.
Yes, we do have footage from a station camera on board a NATO observation vessel, which was sailing close to a supply convoy carrying supplies of fuel, ammunition, and military
equipment. Let's have a pledge break for
That's the great thing about radio set. Like, the list implies surveillance. But it's not real. It's just implying surveillance. We don't have a camera. We can't prove anything. But we know what you did.
We know what you did, K-Rob. I'm glad you're here. I'm tired of talking behind your back about everything you've been doing. Like, I can just tell you in your face. You know what you've been doing, K-Rob? All these things here.
I know. Here it is.
Thanks. I feel like, I think it's all melted.
In Texas, it's like, Earth simply because of what they call music.
Because they won't stop talking.
The meat makes the noise.
We can't take the meat noise anymore.
But what, like, the meat has a computer that does all the taking for it, right?
We can't take the meat noise anymore.
The meat is
the That's
hard to
Are you saying that the meat is actually doing the digitizing with the zeros?
How many times do you have to hear? We can't take the meat noise anymore.
'70s for me is comfort.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's like the whole thing is that it's like '70s, in the '80s, it's like cocaine.
So the question is how they will choose to respond
like
in light of these developments.
Every idyllic moment
of
the 70s
ever.
I don't know.
The
Russian tanks.
Just a different time.
I don't agree.
I was in college. I was into drugs.
Which was surely.
Well, you don't. People don't do drugs in college. You have too much.
I was very busy.
These are movie soundtracks. It's like Guardians of the Galaxy. The guy has this awesome mixtape. Perfectly, perfectly pandering. I cannot get red light. This is all green liquor.
Yeah, all stuff was too clean for me. The look of the things too clean. The idea that you could get a tape player that still worked at that point.
Yeah, exactly. And his earphone, like, phone hasn't been riveled by
By 180,000 years of space travel.
The willingness of
radio. I like it, because I know the kids are
radio. They don't do drugs.
Oh, no, the goons are on the way. Jingle package
tonight. You have a record of that?
Let's continue the commentary.
Was it? Was it one too many?
I would say just don't let it bring you down.
One too many times?
Just let it go. Thank you. Let's just have a moment. No, not yet. We're going to do it all together here.
Wait, when do I not let it bring me down?
At some point in the future.
Monetize. self-referential show references age you.
What are you talking about? The show that only age you.
Really? It's like that thing in Interstellar. It's how long you spend in,
yeah,
in the old world. Old bell.
Yeah.
This nuclear saber rattling of Russia is...
So it's Rich Little doing Johnny Carson doing this one.
Yeah, man.
As Nixon.
And this is something which we are addressing. And it's also one reason why
Nixon show?
Increasing.
How come he's not talking about the show? I guess you have the recorders running. You can like watch the show later.
Across mountains.
Disconnected. Civilians are advised to stay indoors. Please stand by for further.
Crossing their hearts and with crossed eyes and eating croissants.
This is an emergency broadcast from the BBC. Confirmation of a nuclear attack against this country has been received. The following locations have been identified by radar tracking as prime targets. London. Preston, Ipswich, Barrow-in-Furness, Leicester, Carlisle, Lancaster, Dover, Perth, Fort William, Faslin, Hull, Southampton.
Anyway, be that as it may.
All major airports, power base stations and military bases across the country have also been identified as primary targets. Civilians are advised to seek immediate shelter in the most secure location in your home. Create an inner refuge if possible by stacking furniture, mattresses, or any heavy objects to protect you from the effects of dust and fallout. Stay away from windows and external doors. Turn off all gas appliances and extinguish any open fires or flames. Gather as much drinking water and food as possible and store it in your inner refuge. Please stand by for further information.
Who knows what's happened to his brain?
The advance
only red signal will be
broadcast. K-Rob's got it. K-Rob forgets his cards. Forgets where they are.
Hey, am I driving?
Once again, I think you forgot that this is the present event.
I never forget. In fact, I often announce that the season is they're not enough to satisfy the regulations. If this were FCC radio, for example, it would violate its arts, commandments, and scriptures many times over.
No, sure.
If somebody wants to call, I'll take the call. I'll answer the question. That is, of course, my secondary function. If you want to know the answer to something, well, this is the place to touch it.
It's very simple.
Coincidence. Can you hear me through that noise?
For at least the first 7 to 10 days. If you have any fatalities,
is there a remote control on her?
You should wrap the body as tightly as possible in paper.
Well, it's getting harder and harder to hear you.
And move the body to a nearby.
Do you mind turning it off?
Attack warning red. Attack warning red. Seek immediate shelter. Seek immediate shelter. Attack warning red. Attack warning red.
Go ahead, baby, go ahead and die. Let it go, you never liked it anyway. Go ahead.
Alright, we're gonna do Boogie Nights one more time.
The sad part is this so-called show. There's no K-Rob moment, there's no 18-minute dance party.
All of which I objected to. Somehow still made it on the to-do list.
How many real events are you missing?
While you hear the non-event,
there are snows here.
All like Fridays. Those are the real events.
I mean, your life is Friday to Friday.
Those were the years after the ice caps had melted because of the greenhouse gases. And the oceans had risen to drown so many cities along all the shorelines of the world. Amsterdam, Venice, New York, forever lost. Millions of people displaced. The climate became filthy. Hundreds of millions of people starved in poorer countries. Elsewhere, a high degree of prosperity survived, and most governments in the developed world introduced
evil.
me what you call a life debt.
And we are extinct.
I agree.
They should have the walking tall guy be like a...
Buford Pusser.
Like Zeus or something. Be like an extreme.
Zeus with an axe handle. He's going to come down and kick ass on her. Because they almost went over
and like beard and robes, but basically...
Yeah, and he's got a little shirt on his toga.
And you know that cute little tuneless song the characters sing? Play it backwards. A cry for help.
What are you going to do?
All right, let me try the old ho-ho execu card.
Go ahead, boy. Go ahead. Go, go.
And there's only one answer.
Don't make me laugh about other bands, because this is the best band.
I want to thank you for attending this emergency security session. This visual report will illustrate our problem.
Intelligence reports indicate that a band of youthful revolutionaries have set up a secret base in the far-out regions of the dark side of the moon.
Yeah, that's
don't make me laugh. Don't make me laugh at other bands, because this is the best band.
One of them is always trying to make me all the wonder. What
going to happen, and then at the end, you tell them. But that's easy.
No decision, but that's good.
Maybe this is what you're looking for. Surrounding the deep below, and catching the top.
I'm
ready to make a record of an agent for the Dragon Lord.
Puzzling evidence to show.
Wow.
Absolutely pretentious.
Indulgent.
Pure and blowing.
Too fractious. Confusing.
It's an aggression for your eye, for my eye.
Especially the shuttle.
Where's the story? Where's the structure?
I don't care about this person.
Do you think you're clever?
What's the point?
There's only that space project you're involved in. There's no snow on the moon.
All right.
Okay. Moteur, Dalbo, annonce, 71 sur 3, première.
From the memory retention cell into the brain of the transplant. You see, these are tuned to a pre-designated frequency cycle beamed from the transmitter.
Now, we'll set up the frequency selector to pick up only those frequencies transmitted over 100,000 cycles. That way we'll black out all the commercial radio and television stations.
Excellent. Obscene. All the violence, all the lunacy. Shootings even at airports now?
Upbeat, contemporary, and friendly. These are appropriate watchwords for the monster group created from using cutting-edge production for both rhythm and orchestral treatments. It is the ideal package for any fast-rising program.
Monster main theme. Monster opens.
Full theme.
It's called elegant slack.
One of the receiver components, the detector or demodulator, must be examined. The detector receives the RF and transforms its amplitude variations into corresponding audio voltage variations. The detector does its job well, but blindly, it cannot think or interpret. Feed it an RF signal with constant amplitude, and there will be no output signal.
Now, do you know how to do radio? Did you hear that? You need an RF detector. Anyone out there who wants to hear us needs an RF detector. Do they have one?
Because you know what happens if you get the RF detector, then Abraham Lincoln, vampire killer, comes running down the road with a big axe.
Yeah, and you're like, where's my RF detector? Where
and just as it? You hold it up, he goes, and it cuts it in half. Yeah. He just cuts everything in half. There's no real reason to. He got used to it while he was president.
He's sort of ignorant, thinking he could be protected by a radio.
Let's make some noise.
How could you refuse that guy? You know?
Let's make some noise. Let's make some noise.
No, that's right. There we go.
I'm getting a low power reading here on left number two.
Sick of all of you people. A plague on all of you.
I don't think I can take it.
Radio. It's radio. With Pete Goldie.
puzzling evidence and Dr. Hale.
And hey, Ruff.
Till you later.
Very smelly.
Yes, I pointed out that the odor of separating, rotting, puzzling evidence radio. This is Dr. Howell now. I'm still in the studio with Puzzling Evidence and Dr. Pete Goldie. And Dr.
K. Ruff.
Life is one vile.
Puzzling Evidence.
It's like all in the up and up. She fell asleep watching the Fiasco movie.
So. Oh, man.
Yeah. Well,
somebody else stole her shoes.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, that place.
There you go. It got really quiet because the trooper's falling.
We can blame him for everything. It's his show now. What's the name of the show tonight?
You missed your flight.
Light Fuse Getaway.
Light Fuse Getaway. That's the name of the show. No? I like it. Light Fuse Getaway. Happy Halloween, everyone. It's Kill Kennedy from now until November 22nd.
Over and over.
How many JFK?
And then you are enjoined from...
Question for all you Halloween experts. How many dead JFK and blood spatter Jackies will we see in Halloween tomorrow?
Not one.
Tease to Thieve and Vamp.
All about headphone volume show.
Under a tiny dark cloud.
Took that one.
Under a tiny dark cloud, the little show trudges along. Early in the morning, all by its lonesome.
I don't know,
the twins here are helping.
Jazz. The place is roaring.
How come it doesn't work? Now it does. On this one works. This one, well, this one also.
This is a sad technical show. It doesn't sound like it's working.
Well, many complained, but well, nobody paid any attention.
Like either a duck or a sad
they said the show was tottering on glass legs, but that's just something nobody wanted to hear. When the whistleblower blew that slide whistle.
Hitler works.
It has to work.
Otherwise, Wolfman Jack wins.
You really want to live on a planet?
More than 2 years before the 737 MAX aircraft was pulled out of service.
Everybody forgets everything. Wait a minute, what station is this?
So I'm just going to call it Clean and Jerk.
Call it 4.1.
KPFA. 94.1 on your radio dial with 89.3 KPFB in Berkeley, 88.1 KFCF in Fresno, and 97.5 K248BR in Santa Cruz. Online, you can find us at www.kpfa.org. Listener-sponsored radio.
Your Puritan upbringing holds you back from my monsters, but certainly doesn't hurt your artisticity.
Boeing pilot working on the 737 MAX was writing messages that the automated system was making.
My kisses are alive.
Difficult to control, but is anybody paying attention?
It pleasures me.
Noda Etikut was a leader of Students for Justice in Palestine at UC Berkeley and now is a nationally known human rights lawyer and professor. She'll be talking about her new book on Tuesday, November 12th, 7 p.m. at Berkeley City College, 2050 Center Street, where she'll also be in conversation with Lada Kiswani, director of the Arab Resource and Organizing Center. Raja Shahada said of her book, Noda communicates with the skill of a lawyer and the passion of an activist. The event is a benefit for the Middle East Children's Alliance and is wheelchair accessible. Call 510-548-0542 or go to meccaforpeace.org.
Ready for Batman and Robin to make their announcement.
Then I rigged up another tape recorder and microphone and a set of earphones.
A Pony Bright tape recorder.
Yesterday, for some reason, my daughter was talking about
Puzzling Evidence. It's called Puzzling Evidence by Puzzling Evidence, starring Puzzling Evidence.
What is this?
Tyler Perry's Puzzling Evidence.
She's obsessed with Puzzling Evidence.
Really, she was.
Sense at all.
What did she say on the thing?
She's old,
technical,
but well, it's all relative. You know, to a young snapper whipper like that, just barely advanced from being a flagellum, obviously a mature individual.
Well, she's seen Doug plenty.
Old as the beard of Moses.
She's seen him plenty of times, but she doesn't really hang out with him that much.
Well, if he thinks Doug's old, he must think I'm a second cousin to Methuselah.
That was the funny thing. It's like she dug up as an example of an old
Doug
guy.
Who up?
Dug up. She dug up.
Dug, hey, come on, man.
Dug up.
Get it? Dug up.
You got your dug up.
Well, there you are. Sometimes I can't tell which is the real and which is the fake person.
Why would
I'm just, they're not an idea.
I'm surrounded by fake people.
Hey, why are we talking about dug up?
You don't get the old flag because no mustache happens.
I got all dug up. I
and I don't have a mustache. I'm not really grown up yet in her eyes.
Have you ever thought of pleasing her by showing up someday with a bristling
big porno mustache?
Yes.
And you're old.
Big Ed Lee porno.
Yes, Ed Lee, the giant grin under the spreading stash.
Maybe I could just get his.
Sonny Bono grin
right
under a huge mustache.
Now, that would not be a constructive
running into
action.
A tree on skis. 40 miles an hour.
Just because the current mayor is placed. By economic interests.
By real estate interests.
Not even fully concealed. And because they plan to do terrible things.
We'll have a progressive mayor soon enough in Scott Wiener.
The forthcoming Wiener era.
Slowly
I
turn. Step by step. Inch by inch.
Scott Apocalypse.
But, you know, politics can also change the one who is in politics.
For I'm really not surprised that my daughter thought Doug was old.
This, huh?
What just got me is how she just started talking about him out of the blue yesterday.
That is
blue
strange.
Blue Western Sky.
Sky King.
Sky King.
Yeah, it did seem something pended up there.
Brought to you by Nabisco.
What about?
It's the Nabisco Pony.
Angie focused on the mustache. Angie focused on the mustache.
Your stash won't bring you no cash.
Angie focused on the mustache.
Your stash ain't nothing but trash.
So what, they just hijacked the voices?
I think it's the same with most women, as a matter of fact. The mustache holds their attention. So, but how did this subject get introduced? That's what I don't understand. It just floated up out of nowhere?
be a running down the various geriatric subgeniuses with your daughter and discussing their merits or defects, because it apparently amused the child and you wished to satisfy her, being an indulgent parent.
No, I think she brought it up.
A hovering helicopter
for what purpose? I can't
chopping
help but
up there.
Oh, she's
trying
hovering
to place herself, perhaps, in the great order and chain of things.
The pyramid
the
of being.
Of human development.
The seven basic food groups. The wisdom of the ages, the Medes and the Persians.
With the lashing, slashing whips of the viral chains.
I was always known for my long lashes. Why can we not all live in an atmosphere of combined peacefulness?
Something not happening. It's like old school.
What's like old school now?
Oh, maybe like this? Like this? Tell me when the show
primitive man hunched around damp campfires in old logs.
Who's to say my month is unalive?
Using a hollowed-out turtle shell for a military helmet, he fought the giant mammoth and the megatheer. Jabbing spears frantically at the Mastodonian creature.
There, period.
When a chainsaw, such as we use today, would have been far more effective.
American spunk on the side of a bus.
Then came the sponges, which that sucked up 90% of all life.
American spunk on the front of a bus.
They relied on their simple actor's trick.
Happy birthday, Cameron.
Trailer bikes, jigger bikes, and mosquitoes collided aimlessly in the dense gas.
Still be here.
You know the trick.
Positive evidence is nice to you. Your almost birthday.
Yeah. I expect to be treated.
Abundant
fairly.
Lip service is paid to the theory of
he's
a mind body.
Everything he's supposed to be bringing you.
Happy birthday, dear Karen Carpenter. I mean, dear K. Ron.
What's the garbage scene?
Happy birthday.
Sadly and with relief, it's not Carol's birthday today.
No, I was going to say, if I was in the Matrix...
That might be when you listen to this podcast.
...offered me...
Walk with me. Walk with me a moment. You know, this is just like when...
See?
It won't be necessary. I said Pete Street.
On Pete Street, in Georgia. So.
Turn the mouse central without drugs.
Yeah. Neighboring Yatna Petofa County.
Is were you up all night?
In the Bumpelius district.
Yeah, and I think. Yeah, that's right. And, you know, the audience
Sheriff
already...
Ira Bumpelius.
...are projecting
yeah.
their own ideas onto yeah. the show.
Projecting into the past.
You're so solid,
magic
so grounded.
Lantern
I hope you stay on the
show of
for
the future.
That's like time travel.
Earth.
You know, Elizabeth Montgomery is already time travel.
Vistas.
By virtue of the fact
of impossible worlds that never
she remains in the image world going out into space.
The Dunwich horror.
I got news.
The color out of space.
Okay.
The shadow out of time.
So.
The thing on the doorstep.
Not yet.
Are you okay?
Yeah, we're fine.
Cool air.
Look at me, I'm wonderful.
Pickman's model.
I went on for a real world explanation.
The terrible old
man. A dream. A delusion.
Rise and shine, honey. It's
the
your day.
The Call of Cthulhu.
Want to have a smoke break?
What? We can't smoke and shine.
It's not smoke.
Are you okay?
Everyone's doing it. Even Darth Vapor.
The horror of...
He's really on the edge.
Darth Vapor.
It's some kind of joke.
Yeah, it's some kind of joke.
It's gotta be. It's gotta
feel
be.
Badly, so you just see through us.
So that's why he's always wheezing like that, too, because his lungs were shot with too much vaping in his Jedi youth.
Yeah, this is the magic of the show.
Hasbro's inspired Lefty Play since 1977.
It's amazing that the very first Star Wars action.
Not the younglings.
1985.
Uh-oh. And the reason for that is...
Forget it.
And that's funny because...
The Young Lions. Remember that one?
Yes, with Marlon Brando.
You sing about that one the other day.
And don't he get shot at the end of the last guy to die in World War II?
Something like that, yeah. I don't
An ironic
much plot.
Death
I just
for
loved all
he
the
dies.
Desert scenes.
You know, he's become a hippie years before his time, but he's the one who's shot at the end by some GI.
You know, the show...
He threw away his rifle and he announced he was for peace for all mankind.
With a lot of yelling. Folks.
Then he gets it.
Yeah, because he's a military guy. You can't say you're for all peace and stuff.
Now,
during that time in the 60s.
Monty Clift was in that one too, right? I don't remember much about it.
Not Dean Martin, but...
Not Dean Martin.
Well, we were discussing, because at the same time, it's Sergeants 3 with Dean Martin, Frank Sinatra, and...
Sergeant?
And somebody...
Sergeant's flea collar.
A lot of rat
versus
hackery.
The Nazis.
But those guys could, they did one in Hawaii with just about everybody in the
cool
world.
Too,
my parents really thought
show.
It was funny because it was all the people from there. You, I am completely Lee Marvin everywhere. And that whole world. And they came to Kauai.
You're wasting your time. Come on.
Well, I was living there and did,
did you
I don't even remember.
Hell in the Pacific.
Oh, yeah. You know, I went to where they shot
You're
that.
So solid.
And
I hope you stay
did
on the show forever.
Hypnotics there. The hill where they the World War II bunker is blown up at the end.
Are you a
speech We went there.
No.
On a pad.
Guns of Navarone?
No, Hell in the Pacific.
You know, like there's one Japanese guy and it's Hayakawa and one American guy and it's Lee Marvin and they have to climb up a palm tree and fight or something like that.
Yeah, and Lee Marvin in real life had been, as a very young man, along with Screaming Jay Hawkins, not in the same unit but at the same time. They were paratroopers and they jumped into Saipan during that battle. And both were hit before they got to the ground. And both wound up here in the Naval Hospital in San Francisco thinking, well, now what do I do? And they both are people we talk about now.
Community radio?
I met Paul Newman and Lee Marvin when they were in Tucson. And they had just, or Paul Newman had just made a movie called WUSA about a radio station. Did you ever see that movie?
I'll look it up.
It's like he's doing evil political radio or something. And the movie was not well received by critics, and Mr. Newman was bemused and bewildered at why they could possibly not like his movie.
1970. Directed
yes.
by Stuart Rosenberg, starring Paul, John Woodward, his wife, Anthony Perkins, Lawrence Harvey, Cloris Leachman, and Wayne Rogers. Looks like fun. From his 67 novel, Hall of Mirrors.
Hmm.
And it looks like it's on YouTube. That'd be fun for more show quotes.
And Lee Marvin was often on The Twilight Zone, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was great for if you remake the if you got in the time machine, you went to the past and remade a certain Thin Red Line. I always thought Lee Marvin would be good as the crazy officer person. Was he the sergeant in Big Red One,
AT&T,
where he the character was in World War One, you know, knows the truth and horror of war. Gets a squad in on D-Day, and they move across France and, or Greece. Maybe, oh, maybe it's. I bet it is.
Italian. You can look it up in a flash there with your IMDb and all that stuff. Get the filmography.
Who made use of what was
all? Question there, Puzzling Evidence. How many years has Puzzling Evidence show been on here at KPFA?
Oh, that's so disgusting.
Just give me a number.
37 and a half.
37 and a half. Thank you.
This is all fake news. This is fake information. I'm just making this up right off the top of my head. There's no show. There's no. There's nobody here.
I guess the best you can say is it kind of seems the way it ought to be, but that's because it's been around for so long.
I was messaging with Ginger earlier, and we were joking about that very thing, about the presence of K-Rob on KPFA.
Yes.
There's certain things that make sense, you know, in history. Hey, what the...
Yeah, you have no control over it.
No, just things happen. Like a giant ice ball comes rolling down the wall in Yosemite and hits your car and pushes you into the lake. But you don't die. In fact, you become a superhero.
So you never have any time to yourself. You always have to be fixing up somebody's mess or your own mess.
Wait a minute, that's not... It's 4:19 and I was going to take a big hit of show here.
Maybe so here.
And maybe it'll snow here.
I did like X-Men Days of Future Past. It had some good scenes in it. Including the guy who has the superpower of being able to go thousands of times faster than everybody else, and he's in the Pentagon or something, you know,
laser scanner,
moving around the room at hyper speed, taking out people's cigarettes, you know, doing these things, defusing the danger that was there before he swung into action.
In our galaxy to use it.
Yes, the Philco television. And there was one guy, if I could only remember his name, but his name was on every TV set. You don't remember that guy, do you? Our TV set was a so-and-so, and he guaranteed it. You know,
that now that is an entirely new dimension in entertainment.
And it was like it's a Phil Spitalny TV. That wasn't his name at all. And the pictures of him in a business suit looming over the television. That was one guy in a business suit looming over the television, but there were others. There was the guy who tried to sell the Strummer organ so that your youth wouldn't get involved in drugs and sex. Instead, he could press this, pull out these organ stops, and there's a delightful marimba beat. And the guy himself looked sort of square or angular.
Inside out.
His shoulder pads and sleeves were at 90 degree angles, and he wore a crew cut that stuck straight up. The top of his head was flat. The bottom of his head was flat. He presented an angular appearance as he attempted to sell these organs. He, too, loomed over the television set in the picture. And in the town was the most conservative person in town who sold televisions. They've got them stacked from the floor to the ceiling, he would always say. He'd always play a little snatch of country music when his commercial came on. Yes, he sells nothing but televisions, which was not true. Because they'd also sell the Lazy Boy recliner. Now, not only do you have your TV, you can recline in Lazy Boy comfort while you watch it.
They call United States.
A big brawling land, ham-handed and ham-fisted. Yes, when the Wild West was wild, he was a lusty, brawling child. Now he's grown up and grown old before his time. Gone are all the days of shooting. Here are all the days of looting. Cause free enterprise has a monopoly on crime.
I hold myself to blame. was it too smart to ever trust my heart with the heartbreak?
The opposite pole.
Oh, excuse me.
And laser vision discs are played from the underside.
My eyes, I...
The Moody Blues want to work it out. It's the best of all.
Wait a minute, we can't.
Somebody else.
You have to
window.
Do that again if you're going to cough.
All right, it's not the
now,
cough.
Now, do you recognize this? The opening line here. Recognize this voice?
The Moody Blues want to work it out.
Sure, those Siamese cats. And
oh, I just figured out.
Planet. No, the guy who says, work it out.
The Moody Blues want to work it out.
It's Peter Bergman.
I got to tell you, I press the cough button every time. Now I just realize there's two mics on. So I need two fingers to cough.
Yeah.
Now, there's a Walt Disney cartoon you don't see very often, Lady and the Tramp, where those evil Siamese cats come in and they get the good dog in trouble, so she has to be out in the mud and the rain chained to the doghouse while they snicker and sneer with their crossed eyes.
Interesting.
And, of course, Disney, being what it is, they have to get some racism in here. They're Siamese. See, you hear the music and their accents and so on.
Hey, most telephones are dialed.
I like how you work dial into the show.
Dial a lot. Yes, you can dial us up on Splatnug.
Dials reality.
It's like two finger poi and three finger poi and four finger poi.
If you have download the app today. Martians on the Roof.
What are you working on?
Last weekend, an old student of mine sent me a project he's working on at QT Labs. Do you remember? It's one of the best students ever to pass through.
That project, QT.
He used to come over and eat a lot of potato salad.
I think he's some kind of
a freak. Maybe. But anyway, the word on this project is very hush-hush. Let's just say that, hypothetically speaking, yeah. It were possible to accelerate your molecular structure until the rest of the world seemed as if it were standing still.
Well, when you try to get back. And try to get back from show, from here, back into the world. You think you can do it, but it's not so easy. Until a man on a white horse shows up, who shows you the way.
You remember that phrase, right?
A straight shooter. Be sure you're right, then go ahead. A surefire leader, with his feet in the stirrups, and a hearty... Hi-O Silver, or whatever it's called. It's Ronald Reagan taking you to a city on a hill. A gated community.
It's really amazing. It looks like some kind of biblical, epical, unbelievable scene. They're all, you know, like all the, you see these cars, they're like strewn on the sides of the road from the helicopter. Different angles, you know, they look like jack straws and stuff like that. There's this continual flow of people just riding the street.
What is he on the bus with?
You know, it's
I need to get this ticket punched again.
Mixed with DNA.
Those hair.
It's got somebody's DNA on it.
That's a potent mix.
All the way back from Milford, Mexico.
I am glad and troubled that Nose Hair Link Clan's being mentioned so many times tonight.
Yeah, what was that?
Say it ain't so. It was.
I don't know. It was something like. I don't know. Was something go viral we didn't track? Suddenly, Nose Hair Link lands on everyone's lips again.
It's on every channel.
Man, sick, get your hands.
Oh my God, he's high on trigonometry.
Do you want me to summon K-Rob? He's on Facebook right now.
But,
that'll work.
His thesis is good.
That'll bring him right in here.
It wouldn't be so bad, or would it?
there a button for that? There we go.
Right. Yeah, that's the point. And then where do we go?
On this disc is read by a laser beam. That means that the picture and sound quality must be far superior to videotape reproduction.
Far superior. Pseudoscience from the science officer of the... of the US Enterprise. We, me. Me, me, Enterprise.
USS Show?
Yep. It's the ultimate me Enterprise.
You're not self-dealing over there, are you?
No, just time traveling. Which is like leaving a... I know why you're frustrated. It's because people make time capsules now and say, we'll pull this out in 50 years. Yay! What's the point of that? Time traveling is you find the guy in the mountains after World War II. That's real time traveling.
Yeah.
And another version of time travel is, remember the... I don't remember any of the details. The rich guy who flew off in the beautiful stunt plane.
Fawcett, right?
Fawcett. And Steve, I remember Fawcett. Thinking, within 10 years, they'll find him because of Google Earth and
Portal Drive.
It took like 3 years, yeah.
Yeah. I think the guy was sort of looking. I don't think the guy would admit it, but I think the guy that found him was looking for him, right?
I don't remember that part. I just remember everything that happened afterwards. His girlfriend's the deputy sheriff. He finds the body, keeps all the, like, hundreds of bucks he finds on the body.
Yeah, he's
and then finally, months later, says, oh, well,
sure. Oh, yeah, and here's his driver's license.
So everybody's in huge trouble now.
Yeah, he was really dead. His plane was dead, too.
Oh, I guess I can show you where it is.
Yeah.
I have a couple of books on...
You think he went back a few times to get more money?
I bet he did, with sheriffs and people and lawyers. Probably wasn't any fun after he spent $100 at the bar. People asking him, you never have any money. How come you got some money now? Hey, buy me a drink.
Before it ever arrived.
Well, I hope they find me in my plane like that, too.
Yeah.
With hundreds of dollars, I hope.
Right. I think a bear ate him a little bit. I want to know more about the disbursement of the aluminum and the steel and the rubber and stuff. Why was like that?
What, does he go through trees?
I think he went straight down. I think he hit something, lost control, and apparently hit, like, engine first.
Really? So he just
flipped a shear or a wind shear kind of. Something that was, he's up close to those mountain, sharp mountain walls, and something happens, and he knew about it. Okay. I think he was, my fantasy, this thing was loaded. No,
yeah, that's all right.
I think he was out there knowing where he was and what was happening, but that's the thrill of it. You know, you're on a cool motorbike, and you're going to do those curves, and every once in a while, you wish you could just see that girl again and watch her throw her hat in the
air. Probably how he crashed. I was flying during that wind sheary day.
Having a good time, and something went wrong.
I've seen Fawcett. I like balloons.
And he did his death doing what he loved. Thank you. That was on the other show, so that's a linkage to Over the Edge that happened a little while ago.
I've really been thinking about that. It's like he died doing what he loved. Do you think at the very moment It's like running through his head. I love it.
If you're, yes, I do. I've always had a personal philosophy that, say, certain kinds of death produce a kind of orgasm, you know, where your synthesized self kind of gets it. But that comes from, I think...
Well, only if you already have posted the YouTube video and seen how many likes you get. And but you're dead.
Yeah.
Your GoPro camera won't be found for 6 months.
I'm just talking about the part
only because
of
some guy has been stealing your hundreds of dollars a bill.
Yeah, I'm just talking about the part where the guillotine blade is starting to slice to where it's finished.
Mm-hmm.
And there's, you know, the second of like...
Oh, and you're going to...
Like in Ex
Machina. I like Great Poupon. Ooh.
Yeah.
There goes your head.
Like, or in Ex Machina. That's my favorite so far. Where the...
Get locked in.
The Yeah. And the Siri kills or stabs him. So he's still alive or what?
Yeah.
He says something I can't say on the air. But it's really... To me, that's the moment where you have time to think about...
Yeah.
Oh. Because I always wanted every file you ever had. A friend of mine...
Every raw, unedited file.
Yeah. I was telling him about a... he's a parachuter, and a guy parachuted many years ago, like 50 years ago, I think this happened maybe that long ago, where a guy jumped in, his parachute failed, and his reserve failed, and he hit the desert face first, because the ambulance guys were actually flying across the playa-like surface, and could see this happen, and he got up and walked about 10 feet and fell over, and the only thing he had to do is broke his nose, and he had this wonderful sensation of seeing a slideshow of his whole life go really fast. So the moment he gave up and thought, man, nothing's going to happen.
I wouldn't even get a slideshow. I'd get like a ViewMaster with like 8 shots in it.
And it's really hard to push.
It's stuck between one or two. Like its whole thing is its disc is warped. It's gotten wet.
And it's been in the sun. Because it's been in so many people's machines. So the little films have started to...
Then it doesn't even apply to your life. It's like the Parthenon.
Yeah, you get that's it. It's
I've never been to the Parthenon. Why am I looking at this terrible shot of the Parthenon?
One side is a Parthenon, the other side is like a blurry shot from your life.
Right.
And it goes by really fast. You don't even get to focus on what it might be.
But Steve Fawcett, he gets to die doing what he loves and be robbed in death.
And have plenty of money in his pocket that he suddenly thinks, this is worth nothing to me. I could have given it to KPFA.
Right. If you'd like to donate today, call KPFA at 1-800-439-5732. You can call 24 hours a day, right?
Yeah. Well, it's KPFA.org. And you would go there and pledge safely.
You don't call KPFA.org.
No, you don't call them because they would hang up on you. That's...
They'd have to reload it over and over.
And your metrics go down if you start calling .org, .net,
.org.
Today, I'd like to show you something designed for the blind.
Hundreds of dollars.
Very exciting.
Are they in your pocket?
The house of the future.
Is your aircraft tumbling down through the Sierra out of control? And you're thinking, why didn't I give the money?
Why didn't I? Yeah, all this useless now money in my pocket. It's like facing the crowd. It's just like facing the crowd. Makes you want to do go-fast drugs.
With a little miniature Andy Griffith in the middle of it.
Yelling, laughing at you.
Leave microphone on, lose a turn.
Is that from the show game? Or are you playing
from,
show game?
From the A Face in a Crowd board game by Milton Bradley. And now they've got Monopoly where the main character is a female, not the guy with the mustache and the top hat. Is that supposed to change the game?
Is that racist? It's KPFA.
It's confusing if you're a little kid because I thought the Berlitz guy and he were the same person for the longest time because I had many Berlitz books in my house when I was going places and nobody remembers that little guy anymore. He's a little professorial person.
You know, maybe he's the rich guy or maybe he's just the underpaid guy made to dress up like a penguin and carry the rich guy's money.
Yeah.
And he's just a target, poor guy, but he's got to do it for his family.
And Anthony Perkins plays that guy in a movie. There's always a, Richard Condon's take on the Kennedy thing is called Winter Kills. And there's a, I call him Major Domo. There's a similar character there. I think it's, who is it? I can't remember. It's a bunch of stars in that movie. Where, yeah, the man who takes care of your business. Oh, a good one is Lindsay Anderson's movies, Oh Lucky Man. Is that it? Mm-hmm. Where that's a complex movie, but there's a lot of who you know is where you go kind of stuff. And I forget because of the war, the drugs, the rock and roll. That's enough of that.
Well, hello, Doctor. I'd like you to meet the top...
So they rented the Rolling Stones touring sound system to do the Godzilla movie because they could set up this enormously powerful speaker system and play the roar and place the mics at various distances and various behind things, and so you get all kinds of nice perspectives on the roar from behind buildings and nearby, far away. And people were calling the cops because they said they heard this
roaring,
extremely loud Godzilla, you know, all night. That's what you get for living in Movie City.
We're okay up here, right?
Yeah, we're fine.
You know, we saw these lights.
For the time being.
We saw these lights from the Relodio studio recently, and K-Rob was there.
And the voice identification
Sharon was there. We're out on the roof up next to the studio.
Staring at the lights.
And these
so
big lights are coming out, and then there were colored lights. They're like far off in the distance.
Yeah, I think I saw some. They were contacting alien-like lights, right? Those things.
It was
the other night.
It was the BM org having their decomp.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, it was really.
Yeah,
I just got that joke. Ha 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 ha. Yeah, I'm calling the cops.
Yeah, it was no joke, man.
I'm gonna have the cops time travel back there and arrest all of those morgues. Where was the party centered?
Petrero Power Plant.
Oh, right.
Which used to be right behind Lightbinder's office.
Right.
Where my corporate headquarters there.
Right.
Wow. Near the former industrial part of San Francisco. Near American Industrial Area. The dry dock at Central Basin. It's all
sort of like, remember Kill Your TV? Did you go to that?
Yeah, that was near there.
Yeah, that's the...
It's right there.
What they're trying to imitate is that kind of event again.
Well,
only with 20,000 million people.
Yeah, with insurance.
How many... Don't you have to have heavily armed law enforcement per 100 people now or something?
Well, they have so many, you know, screens to get into something like that. It's basically, once you're inside, it's not as oppressive as we make it out.
As beer jail is.
Beer jail, yeah.
Where they now have little guard towers and they have big, those water squirter guns, and they squirt the poor people. They put water in their beer if they get uppity. Because they're drunk on one watery beer.
Yeah, one expensive watery beer.
Is it really you have to pay in beer jail?
I don't know. I've never been to beer jail.
Me neither.
Because the only... I'd like to point that out on,
yeah,
on my LinkedIn page.
Publicly, yeah. And you bury your household gods nearby just to keep their blessing.
Yeah.
And they rebury them. That was the sickest part of all that. And they rebury them near the refuse of previous generations.
Before it ever arrived.
Yeah, the cell phones of the 1800s. So the video would be Spock staring at wonder at a television, right? Just like, this is amazing. Much better than tape.
Yeah.
Do you think they had tape on the Enterprise?
It
doesn't make any sense.
Next generation of information.
Well, I gotta change the reel to reel, Captain.
Marty?
Yes.
Did you guys
You gotta admit, Spock's view screen was rather pathetic.
Slide in the cartridge.
I didn't look on his view screen because he had little eye protector thing, right? You couldn't even see what was in his.
It was like a view finder, view thingy.
Maybe he had like a big.
He was just looking at pictures of the Parthenon.
And it's this big. His picture wheel is much bigger because it's federal from space. So.
You can see anything in the universe.
But it's
universe.
Still the same technology.
Yeah, it was just humongous. No way to check. That's why, you know what? That was why the Enterprise was shaped like that.
Yeah.
It was a giant viewfinder.
And all the crew's confused because they just changed living quarters. That's like the sea view. As kids, we used to always think, okay, so you're on the submarine. And every week, at once every 7 days, the captain of the Admiral goes crazy or some monster tries to sink the thing. And do people volunteer for this duty? Or they would, because it's a volunteer service.
It gave you an idea that submarines were dangerous.
Extremely so, because the monsters came from everywhere, outer space and underneath the ship, the boat, rather.
Yeah, so every rock they bumped into released prehistoric monster.
These kaiju monsters, big rubber things attacking you. That's not right. They should have used the tank. But see, now that's a completely off-color, wrong-headed approach to history that you would take a tank into that specific battle.
The specific war?
Confusing history. All the time confusing us.
I've been thinking about this specific war quite a bit.
Oh, yeah.
Along with all the other wars. Aren't they great? But, man, that one. It's toward the end, the horrendous massacre of human life when humans were not considered humans.
Yeah.
Just a staggering... also having encountered it in a book, The Cryptonomicon, which deals with the Japanese side. And,
real history or historical fiction?
Both.
Okay, cool.
They all add up to the same thing. Huge piles, unnamed piles of corpses. Huge amounts. Oh, and, of course, 10 to 1 or 100 to 1 civilian deaths to military. How's that? A consistent statistic. Consistent. All wars through. You know, it's like it never changes no matter what. People talk about, wars are, circle. It doesn't change at all. It's all
right.
The same
just the numbers
number.
Change.
Yeah, a slight different change.
But it's aliens who come down and harvest the women, according to, was that comic? It was illustrated by Wally Wood. It was a comic that described... two couples meeting at the beginning of the comic pages and talking about their marriages and various things. And while the comic goes on, the women are stolen by aliens. The discussions about why do 70,000 people disappear in history every 10 years or so. And it turns out it's because the aliens come, harvest females from our planet, take back to theirs, and they mind control us to think we were never married. That's the bottom line of that story, which as a kid I just loved because it was so... The aliens were... Yes, they had...
They take a certain type of our women?
Well, in this case, it was
not
just...
Not possessing women. I'm talking our as a society, a community.
Right. It was just... It seemed to be just these four people. And at the beginning, they were talking about why they're married. And the last panel was they were talking about, why didn't we ever get married? And the whole story, you've seen the gooey aliens come down and steal humans. I'm just saying, it was something that happened a long time ago. It's not like anybody cares anymore, because now we live in Trump time with fake show.
And I hope we still are in Trump time until November 2020.
And then what?
It ends. His term ends. Let's just be calm about this, okay? Nobody has to panic. Just.
Oh, no. I know, I shouldn't even say it, but it's so quaint to be alive at a time when this was considered really, really scary. you know, the Doors and the Rolling Stones. Well, they were scary because they were the crack in the wall at that time.
They were scared of whoever was playing it.
You know, what was scary to me was the Marines throwing their medals over the south...
the White House lawn?
Yeah, I was there for the second year that happened, and that was scary to me. I regarded the military as a fundamental, and now all of a sudden I thought, oh, no, it's not.
Yeah. What the frack were they thinking?
Oh, their God. They were thinking about their God and probably the fact they didn't have legs and...
One, two, three, four. I don't give a fracking scare. Next stop is somewhere, ma'am.
Next stop is somewhere, ma'am?
Is Vietnam. Sorry. Next stop is Vietnam.
From the retired lawyer.
Because it's very old and the way it's very trite. The other hand, it's too...
The Puzzling Evidence Show is terminated.
Well, what happened? Whoa, please.
Probably the wrong place to ask, but...
Celebrate with radio.
Maybe I could ask Hal this.
A blare of brass.
It hasn't been used yet.
I don't know if it's appropriate. Can I ask you, Hal, was Melvin Belli ever in a Star Trek episode?
I believe he was. He was, wasn't he in the one with the kids who chanted?
That's
he
what
played
I'm thinking
a ghostly presence making the chanting kids do bad things.
Yeah. Okay, it was him. Because for some weird reason, I sat down with my daughter and said, hey, all right, let's watch a Star Trek episode. And I randomly started that one. And she did not take to Melvin Belli and the children's at all.
Yeah, they're pretty spooky.
And the other ironic thing is I was thinking, I don't talk about my daughter enough on the radio.
Oh, you really have one?
Well, that's, you know, I've been holding back, but now she's like 12 and a half, so I guess it shows.
And you're just thinking about this now.
No, you were playing something I said about her earlier when you were doing a old-timey Nose Hair Lynch show.
I just now got a letter with me about the trip from the county jail.
And she was making fun of your mustache. Don't you remember that humiliating thing that you played on your show, Puzzling Evidence?
Everybody's going to really get
it on, right?
Yeah, you played on the Puzzling Evidence show. There are more bits to edit.
Just bits. Just bits of show that have been here for a long time. When the violins and oboes play, that's when the sad part of the show happens. actual show sinking in the Pacific. Going down like the leader of the Source. Or it's the sad part where they have to part ways forever. But I need not explain it to you because we know now about editing.
I think we've, all of us in our own way have opened people's eyes about editing. And I don't want my, my revolutionary thoughts to be excluded in this. That, editing is the domain of monsters. Leave it alone. Raw, experiential, stream only.
And everything that dies.
You would go subatomic.
What does that mean?
This is where you.
It means that you would enter a quantum realm.
What does that mean?
It means that you would enter a reality where all concepts of time and space become irrelevant.
See, what does that mean? Do you need a driver's license? Can you eat cookies? What happened in the 60s again?
I don't know what's happening.
Guys are so old.
Work.
I'm not going to learn Morse code at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Problem exists somewhere in your system.
Yeah, if you do the Star Trek 60s, you don't yell at me. If I do the Crosby, Stills, and Nash Incorporated 60s, and you're like, what's up there, like, old person? You have to be so old to even think of those people, old guys.
They're old guys. They're all old rich guys. Live in Hawaii and stuff.
Yeah. The enterprise automation system I'm using shows that you've lost your optical fiber connection to the reservation system. Recommendation, reroute through Cleveland.
Got much more pressing business to attend to.
Yeah. Admiral Riker's old now, too.
Yep, he made it happen. Well, the show gets to fold up its tent and move along until next week. I think it's Spooky Show next week. I think it's the...
Who does it?
I will be doing it.
Oh, you don't get to dress up and go get candy?
Well, there is the Richmond House doing its thing with belly dancers and...
Oh, yeah. Our friends there.
Spooky people, yeah. They're reprising their amazing... These are friends of ours to put on Halloween shows right in front of their house.
Friends of yours that have been on the air here at KPFA.
Yes, they have.
Those dudes.
Yep. So...
It's a pretty amazing event they do. They get the street.
Yeah. Many people come to the thing.
Your life is meaningless.
It's that edge of kind of going over, but you still hold back. And instead of going over the edge, you clean up.
She's pathologically...
hospital is joining with
fire. Not in that one.
There are a lot of officers involved. You met with the city. And you got that song. Now look, Sarah. How long did it take you to fill
the car? All right.
Such thickness of recorded material. Just peel back this covering and yes, it's a little, it's a lot for a lot of people. Too much, actually. It's a question of seasoning on the quantum level. No chinchillas were harmed in the making of this announcement.
And that's such a fine thing. So please stay tuned for Rising Up with Sonali momentarily. You've been listening to the Puzzling Evidence program with Al Robbins, K-Rob, Pete Goldie of Reloadio. Maybe you can still find Nose Hair Linkler.
And Puzzling Evidence, of course.
This is John Zorn, that's who did this. It's a famous guy. It's like really classical. Oh, come on, Dennis, save us.